Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Vanessa from Bothell is. Vanessa, are you there?
I am.
Good morning to Vanessa and Steve Migs. That means you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Vanessa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which country has the most stars on its flag?
United States.
Correct. Halloumi, Jack, and Burrata are types of what?
Tea.
Yes. How many African countries do the Atlas Mountains stretch through?
Four.
No.
Five.
No. Six. No. What is the better-known name of the card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. In the movie Legally Blonde, what magazine does Elle Woods refer to as the Bible?
Vogue.
No.
Pass.
In what decade did Albert Einstein receive the Nobel Prize for Physics?
The 30s, 40s, 50s.
No, no, no. What country did boxer Lennox Lewis represent at the 1988 Olympics?
America?
No.
U.S., Canada?
Yes, Canada. What is the third sign of the zodiac?
Pisces.
No.
Aries.
No.
Taurus.
No. In which TV series did Ron Howard play Richie?
Parks and Rec?
No.
I don't know. And the other one is Mademoiselle for the magazine one.
It actually was not, but you're on the right, you were on the right path, and you got 4 awesome. Correct, Vanessa.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you that Steve is not going to know that magazine. Because he's probably never, I bet he's never seen that movie. We'll find out. Oh, hi, Steve.
Oh, hello there.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yes! Which country has the most stars on its flag?
America. United States of America.
Yes. Halloumi, Jack, and Burrata are types of what?
What?
Halloumi, Jack, and
Salami?
Burrata are... No.
Meat.
No.
Bread.
No. How many African countries do the Atlas Mountains stretch through?
4.
No.
3.
Yes. What is the better known name of the card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. In the movie Legally Blonde, what magazine does Elle Woods refer to as the Bible?
Penthouse.
No.
I don't know. Cosmo?
You do know. In what decade did Albert Einstein receive the Nobel Prize for Physics?
I'm going 30s.
No.
20s.
Yes. What country did boxer Lennox Lewis represent at the 1988 Olympics?
The United States of America.
No.
Canada?
Yes. What is the third sign of the zodiac?
Capricorn.
No.
Taurus.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. In what TV series did Ron Howard play Richie?
Happy Days.
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
3.
Yes. With time on the clock, Steve Migs, what is happening is right. You got 8 correct.
Luck was definitely on my side on some of those guesses.
That was a win, 8-4. Sorry, Vanessa.
Well done. No worries. Thanks.
Take care.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I know you're a plant-based weirdo now, so maybe you don't know that halloumi, jack, and burrata are types of cheese.
On National Cheese Day.
Yes, and the third sign of the zodiac, neither of you knew that it is Gemini.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a big victory, though, Steve.
I don't even know if I would guess Gemini if you just said name all of the... I would have forgot that's even like a sign.
Can we also just really quickly go back to the fact that you said Cosmo and that was right? Have you seen the movie Legally Blonde?
Yes, of course I have. It's a great movie.
There we go.
Better than Titanic.
Oh. Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are gearing up for the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing. There are three giant photos of our faces with holes cut out in our mouth because there's going to be some sort of a putting game.
There's going to be a Daily Mix hole where people have to try and like get some balls in our mouths.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. So if you're already signed up for the tournament, great. If you're not yet, there are a few spots that have opened up for foursomes, so you can go to KISW.com to snag those. We will be live broadcasting from the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park this coming Monday, June 9th. And you can get all the details on the fun at KISW.com. I know this happens to people from time to time. You might be out shopping for groceries and something just kind of piques your interest.
Yes.
You might see something in a bag
that
you're interested in trying for whatever reason. And I did find something, but I didn't technically find it in the grocery store. I saw it on the internet.
You saw it on the internet and you ordered it.
And it's something that you have to assemble.
Okay. I noticed you have three cups in the room.
I have three cups in the room. And I came across the what people are saying is the drink of summer.
The drink of summer. So we're going to go what's in the bag on the drink of summer.
Yes. What's in the bag on the drink of summer? It is.
Oh, my God.
Jalapeno Sauvignon Blanc.
What? Wait, so wine with.
Apparently, you freeze.
Okay, hold on a second. Are you just using this as an excuse to drink wine in the morning?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, there we go.
I'm so in.
So Danny has decided that he's a wino now.
Did you know this? He had one glass of wine now. All of a sudden, he's.
So apparently, Sauvignon Blanc with frozen jalapenos is going to be the official drink of the summer.
So what are we doing?
We're trying it.
So you're pouring wine into frozen jalapenos.
Yes.
And are you going to mash it?
No, you don't mash it. You just let it do what it's going to do, apparently.
How long do we have to wait for it to do what it's going to do?
No amount of time. Like, apparently it's fine right now.
It's like an ice cube, Steve.
And it's a jalapeno cube.
So the jalapeno just instantly melts into the wine?
I guess maybe it keeps it cold because the Sauvignon Blanc is supposed to be chilled.
Have you tried this?
I have not tried this. I've been wanting to try it for like a week.
Okay.
And we're finally doing it. So this is an Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc, years 2004, or 2024, excuse me,
oh,
great
it's
year.
The best year for Sauvignon Blanc.
From New Zealand, so, you know, it's very exotic.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I get all my wine, from New Zealand.
And then oh my God, I can smell the jalapeno.
Is that strong?
I had to chop the jalapeno, which was, my big mistake was not bringing a real knife, because we only have butter knives here.
And they're plastic butter knives.
They're so bad. So I have a frozen jalapeno and some Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
Based on the smell, I don't want to drink it.
Why?
It just smells like ass.
Come on, Steve. What's in the bag?
Oh, I mean, I'll try it. Look, I'm here for science.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, you guys. All right. In.
I actually don't hate it.
I love it.
That's surprisingly good.
It just tastes like wine.
But it has a little...
Do you guys taste jalapeno?
Yeah.
It has like a tiny bit of zip.
Sniff while you're drinking.
I feel like I smell the jalapeno... I feel like I smell it more than I taste it, though.
It just tastes like wine to me. I honestly don't taste the jalapeno at all.
I taste the flavor of the jalapeno, but not the spice of the jalapeno.
That's kind of good, too.
I mean, it tastes fine. I just don't like wine.
Do you agree with Today.com and all the TikTokers that are saying that this is the drink of summer?
No, I'd rather a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke?
Yeah.
That is so boring.
Who cares? I'll put a jalapeno in my Diet Coke before I do this again. I don't even taste any jalapeno. I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer on this, but I haven't noticed anything different. Should I mash it?
You also can't smell anything like
anytime.
So. I can smell a little bit.
So not that I like know exactly how to like taste wine because I just drink it normally, but
should I swish it?
Have you ever tried like kind of slurping it back across your tongue a little bit?
So stick my tongue in the cup first?
No. Okay, watch me do it first.
Oh, like a bong hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll smoke it. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, okay. I really got the jalapeno on that.
Okay, I noticed the jalapeno there. That was kind of cool.
So now we're Are you in or are you out?
No, I actually like it better, to be honest with you.
It tastes kind of good.
I like a jalapeno flavored anything.
Yeah.
My question is, who the hell invented this? How did they come up with this idea?
Oh, I've tried like Hatch green chili wine before because New Mexico, but like it's kind of a thing to like infuse alcohol with like spice.
Dude, there was a place in Tacoma, and there are some Puyallup as well. I'm sure it's not the only place, but it's the only place that I know of, and it's the Forum in Tacoma, and they have jalapeno infused, I think tequila.
Ooh.
And vodka, and they change it up from time to time. It's like all done there.
Yeah,
and oh man, it is amazing.
So what
way
I'm
better
hearing,
than this crap that you brought.
But we are on trend, is what you're telling me.
I mean, I suppose.
We're very trendy.
Do you remember the time in Atlanta when we tried the jalapeno-infused tequila on the Ghost Tour?
Yes.
And it wrecked my stomach.
Yes.
And I almost couldn't do the rest of the Ghost Tour. Yeah.
And that was awesome. Seeing Danny miserable was so much fun.
Well, I'd like to apologize to your bowels for what may be happening later on today.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus?
Not that I whine, I don't think I can.
If you think you can do that, you could win tickets to see AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center in Kent, where Steve Miggs will also be. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week on the line, it's tickets to AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showair Center in Kent. Steve Miggs, you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there, and fingers crossed, I might even be wrestling there.
So, Rob from Paulsbo, if you win these tickets, you've got to get some footage of our boy Steve Miggs, hopefully in the ring.
It'll probably be quick. If I do get in the ring, I'll probably get beat rather fast.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Miggs.
All right.
There goes the wheel. Will it land on T-Dog? Will it land on Steve Miggs? Right now it's on T-Dog, but will it stay there? Yes, indeed.
All right, Rob, it's you and me. Are you ready for your clip?
Let's go, sister.
Here we go.
So numb by Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
You get bonus points for singing it.
And extra points for saying sister like he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Nice work, Rob.
Thank you.
50% there. We've won you one ticket.
That would be funny if that's how we did this.
Well, we'll win you the other ticket right now. Danny, give me the clip. Well, that would, of course, be No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl. Or Just a Girl, whatever. The texters were going to beat me up for that one.
Yeah, but we're not going to correct you. We don't care.
Integrity at the introduction. So.
There's no integrity.
Congratulations, Rob. Fired up that you're going to be at AEW Collision, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Hope I see you there.
And Steve, so AEW calls you.
Yes.
They say, are you available this day?
Yes.
You're like, I'll be there.
Yes.
And now what happens? Do you have to like do different training or like you guys have like conference calls? What do you do?
No, they send you like a whole thing like, hey, well, we want to use you as an extra. So in the world of wrestling, if you use as an extra, that could mean I could be security breaking up a fight. I could also be somebody who's sitting in an empty seat that hadn't been purchased, like as a seat filler, which I've done before. It's not the most ideal thing, but you do whatever. And they pay you for it, so it's pretty sweet. Or you could be in the back just waiting around doing nothing, eating catering, which is pretty ideal.
Oh, I would love that.
The catering is pretty amazing. Or if you're super lucky, while they're recording a bunch of stuff and they need an enhancement talent, which is somebody that's going to make one of their actual employed wrestlers look good, a jobber, as they call it in the world of wrestling, then you get that opportunity. So I could quite possibly be somebody who's going to get in the ring and get beat up by one of their talent.
I mean, when I look at Steve Miggs, I think enhancement.
Oh, I thought you were thinking jobber.
The Daily Miggs Show. Daily Miggs
Show. Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? You should pick up the phone and call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Beastie Boys. Big thank you for all the texts and calls we've received so far this morning, but we have not had a chance to catch up with everyone just yet. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, please give us a call. Or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, 206-803-ROCK is the number. Now, Miggs, you mentioned earlier this morning that our friend Jaime, who listens all the way from Atlanta.
Yes.
Bought an I Beat Miggs shirt in the Rock Shop.
He did.
And then he wore it to the Pantera show. And we've got Jaime calling from the East Coast right now with his review of the concert. Good morning, Jaime.
Hello, guys, and thank you for the shout-outs.
No problem. Yes. So it was Pantera with Metallica, right?
It was, yeah. I think we were one of only 10 cities they actually came to. And I know you love Lars. I know you love Metallica. So that's why I've definitely been big on repping the KISW out here.
Yeah.
So you went to the concert. Everyone always, you pick your favorite concert shirt, like whatever it is. You want to let everyone know what band you're into. But instead, Jaime, you decided to wear the I Beat Miggs shirt where it's me looking like a dog man character. I got to imagine there were some strange looks from you.
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, you would expect all the rock shirts. You know, but it stood out. I was getting looks left and right, and everyone was looking like they almost recognized what it was, but they couldn't tell what it was.
Or like, I bet that band is really cool. The band I Beat Miggs.
Oh, that, or it's just a bunch of parents that realize that looks like the Dogman characters.
Right. And I was waiting for somebody to ask and be like, oh, yeah, I'm repping my favorite radio station.
That's
out
awesome.
In Seattle.
So, Jaime, what was the highlight of the concert for you?
Oh, my God. Thank you for asking. First off, I have never seen Pantera. I've never seen Metallica. But this is easily my number one show I think I've ever seen.
Wow.
And the highlight of the show was definitely some of the old Metallica. You know, they did Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah. They did Master of Puppets. That was great. And Nothing Else Matters. It's not necessarily my favorite Metallica song, but there were so many cell phone lights that the lights were down and it looked like all the lights were on and everyone was singing it. And when it got to the crescendo in the middle of the song,
yeah.
I mean, it was just magical.
I agree. That's not like my go-to Metallica song, but whenever they play it live, you're just like, okay, this song is pretty freaking amazing.
It's like captivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone was singing along. Everyone had their cell phone lights on. And then, you know, the light show and the video and everything. I mean, that crescendo, it hit really hard.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. And then the kick back in to Enter Sandman, the pyro they had, they shot fireworks right in that kick back in. I mean, it was top notch.
That's awesome, Jaime. Thanks for the call and for the review, my man, and for repping Beat Migs.
Always. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Jaime.
We got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, I was listening to the men's room yesterday, and I spit out my coffee when Migs gets Journey during Sit and Spin. Okay, so Danny, I don't think you heard this. Yep. This is very embarrassing, and thanks to my friend Taryn Daly over here. I thought I was able to get away with saying something stupid because the other guys didn't pick up on it. But, of course, Taryn was able to follow back. They were doing the top songs based on each letter.
Yes.
And the letter they were at was G.
Sure was.
And for some reason, I did not guess a band with the letter G, but here's how it sounded.
These are the top rock bands for every letter of the album.
Eight, number eight.
The letter G.
Genesis.
Not Genesis. Guns N' Roses.
Oh, man.
Now, at that moment, I guessed Journey, and I'm like, oh, crap. I'm an idiot. But so I just kind of like walked away from the microphone, hoping that no one would pick up on it. But
Grill is cleaning the table.
I was
going
to say Grateful Dead. Great tune, by the way, man.
Thank you, sir. One of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Are we all just going to gloss over the fact that Steve just said Journey?
Journey.
You know what, Migs? This game's easier when you're literate.
Have we been eating bananas wrong all these years?
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't know because I don't eat bananas, but we're going to find out what an expert said about how to eat bananas at 9:50.
Wait, there's only one way, I thought.
You'll be surprised, Steve Migs. Apparently, we have been eating bananas wrong all these years.
Well, in your eyes, eating bananas just in general is eating bananas wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I peel mine and throw it in the chicken coop for the chickens to eat it.
That's disgusting.
But there's an etiquette expert by the name of William Hansen who says, yes, we have been eating bananas the incorrect way, and he posted a video showing us how to do it correctly. This is the audio from it.
Here's how to eat a banana. Now, we don't...
Banana. Is this guy goofing? Is this for real?
Pick it up and peel it like a primate. Instead, we use a knife and fork. First, going from one end, cut it off. Then...
So, he cuts the tip off both ends. And then, like, kind of, like, side slice, like, runs the knife and just slices it and then opens it that way.
Cut off the other end, turning your knife on its side, score down the skin, peel back, and eat like so.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of steps. That said, I would rather watch a grown man eat it that way than eat it the way I've watched you eat a banana, Steve Migs.
Just like a normal human being.
No, you do it very seductively.
No, that's just because you view it that way. It's on how you perceive things. I'm just eating a banana like a banana should be eaten. There shouldn't be a fork and knife used in a banana.
Why do you feel the need to make eye contact with me when you're doing it then?
Because I know it creeps you out.
It does.
Why else would I do that? All right, what about real quick? So, like, I came across a list of food that you should never use a fork and knife or any utensils, but some people choose to do it. Oh. Let's see if any of you do these.
Pizza.
No way. Unless it's, like, super scalding hot or it's, like, super flimsy, then maybe you have to do it that way. No other reason. Hamburgers.
No. Oh, why would you do that?
Well, okay. Unless you're going to, like, cut it in half and it falls apart, then you grab your fork because you don't want to get your hands all messy with the mayo.
I mean, you're eating a burger. Isn't getting your hands messy part of the gig?
Yeah, I just accept that my hands are going to get greasy.
That's fine.
How about chicken wings?
No.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess the boneless, which aren't
that's
wings.
Chicken
wings. I know they're not wings, but it's like if you're going to do a boneless, you can stab it.
Hot dogs?
No.
In honor of it being National Donut Day in a couple of days, how about donuts?
Dude, I get upset when people cut the donuts in half here. Just take the whole donut.
Yeah, it has a hole for gripping, not cutting.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is an update on the incident at Enumclaw High School with the masked individuals caught on camera. We're going to tell you the odd turn of events during the Daily Migs download after Def Leppard.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us in studio. Do we have an update on available foursomes for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic?
I think if you want to play, you can play.
I think I want to get my dad, the National Treasure, to put together a foursome.
You should.
Yeah.
I like that because at one of the holes, D. Ted Smith is heckling people. So I kind of want to be there when he heckles your dad just to see what your dad will say back.
That would be him perfect.
Him and Thrill together.
Oh, my God.
It's even worse, yeah.
That's so great. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Last night, the Mariners, not so great. They lost to the Orioles. I know Thrill is probably happy about that. I saw him at the game with the Orioles jersey. They lost 5-1, but there was a scary moment when George Kirby was on the mound as a ball. It sounds like something that we're doing at the golf tournament, but a ball hit him in the face.
Right back, and it hits Kirby. It caroms to Teles for out number 3. George is on his feet and walking back to the dugout with a bloody lip.
I mean, but like a gangster, they didn't get knocked down. They clocked the ball at going 103 miles per hour. And then after the game, he's like, yeah, I'm fine. It caught my hand and a little bit of my mouth, but he was totally fine.
I'm going to save the ball on the face jokes.
Yeah.
Save it for Monday.
Save it for 10 a.m. when we're done with the show.
There's an update on the incident that took place at Enumclaw High School where there were 3 armed and masked individuals that got caught on camera breaking into the school. This is the King 5 report on it.
Tim Floyd, the police chief of Enumclaw, and his officers have been on high alert since late Saturday night.
It appeared these kids were rehearsing for possibly a active shooter event.
Police released pictures of the suspects Monday morning.
So they are rehearsing to do that?
Sounds like it.
Or was it like a prank that they were trying to do?
Either way, I don't like it.
Either way, it's real, real dumb.
An 18-year-old senior turned himself in that same night. Police say he shared the identities of the suspects and that they had an airsoft gun and were planning a prank.
He and the other students were planning to do a senior prank and fill the auditorium, the lunchroom area of the high school, with balloons.
So why do you need a gun for that?
Right.
None of that makes any sense.
Right.
No.
What the hell is
that? Did you have a senior prank?
No. I mean, some seniors did. I wasn't cool enough to be a part of it.
What are they teaching these kids in Enumclaw?
To be idiots, apparently. Yeah. Speaking of being idiots, I don't know why, but the TSA had to put out a statement. This is the dumbest story of the day. To clarify, you know, everyone's going crazy about these real IDs. You need a real ID to fly. You need a real ID to travel. But apparently some people are showing up with their Costco membership cards. And TSA said, hey, Costco membership cards are not valid replacements for real ID or any other form of identification for airport security.
It has my picture on it.
Come on, guys.
What about the app? Can I use the app?
Yeah, all these people at TSA went to Enumclaw High School.
Apparently, some blogger put it out on their website. Like, oh yeah, have you heard the Costco membership card will work just fine? And they're like, nah.
It's on the internet. It must be true.
Somebody believe that, and they should take their
apparently more than one person.
They should revoke their Costco card. Hey, tonight, game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Stanley Cup finals. I guess I should start watching some hockey playoff action.
Go Oilers.
Go Oilers as they take on the Florida Panthers. As far as the weather's going to be 69 degrees.
Nice.
Diddy's favorite team is the Oilers.
Oh, come on.
All right. It was right there.
Too soon. That was just so darn messed up. It's not that funny, Terry.
It's really not.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.